Shin Aleph Siv Chofei. Ein Yoitzim Bekomea Sheinu Mumcha. One is not letting go out with an amulet that has not been proven to work. It's not proven to work as a type of masuk. Im Hu Mumcha, if it is proven to work, then Yoitzim Boy, you can go out with it. Though, Mishnah Berurah brings that you can only go out with it when you're wearing it. Because it's considered a type of tafshin, a type of jewelry, ornaments. You cannot hold it in your hand and carry with it, even though it's doing some type of thing for you. That which you can go out with it is even a case where the one who wrote the amulet is a mumcha. We know about the specific amulet if it works. Gagoy. Because of lach hashechel v'shoshi igros v'ripu shloshtam shlosh bnei adam. This person wrote a certain nusach inside, and these three different ones were mapped with three different people. The one who wrote it is considered expert in this nusach, this form of amulet, because he wrote it and it worked for three different people three different times. It won't help for other nusachos. Also, somebody else writes it. We don't know if it will work. It hasn't been proven to work. Somebody else writes it. Then the second situation is the case of this kameya seems to have been proven that it works, but the one who's writing it has not been proven that he's a good kameya writer. Because lachas echad begeres achas, lachas was written in one place, and that specific kameya helps three times. Once help for three people, this will help for everybody. But the one who wrote it, if he writes a different lachash, we don't know if he's talented to write other ones. If the person who wrote it is a mumcha, and the kameya itself is a mumcha, the person who wrote a certain nusach of kameya in three different kameyas, each one of the three that he did helped for three different people. Or helped for one person. This person is a mumcha in respect to this nusach, no matter when he writes it. And also, this specific kameya will help for anybody. Ramah says that which we call both the person who wrote it and this kameya mumcha is dafke shebo yishteyam chayis biyachad, that the two things came simultaneously. How is that? This person wrote one nusach and it was a rapper Ruvain three times. Then he wrote a different nusach and it was merapah Shimon three times. Then he wrote a third nusach and it was merapah Shimon two times. So in this case, the one who wrote is not yet a mumcha because he didn't wrap it three times. And also kameya is not yet a mumcha because this new kameya was only used two times. Then he took that third kameya and he was wrapping a third person. But now, with that third one, the one who wrote it becomes a mumcha for three people, and also the kameya is a mumcha for three people. Change the mechaber. Now, because of shloisha kameyim la'odim echad, ripoy shlosh pomim. He wrote three of these amulets for one person, and it helped him three times. Here, he's talking about he wrote three different kameyas, different nusachos. Such a case, like machay lo gavi lo kameya. Even the person who wrote is not considered mumcha. Why? Because he can't write another geres, because he was only merapa one person. So maybe the reason why he was a mumcha is because it's chayla. For him to be a general mumcha, he has to be a rabbi three people with three different kameyas. Umbot of letzis v'kameya mumcha, lo yishno v'shal ksav, o yishel ikrin. The amulet you can go out with on Shabbos is whether they have something written inside of it, or it's made out of different type of shrubbery and the like, roots. Bein b'chol shiv v'sakon, b'chol shein sevkon. Even if the chayla is not in life-threatening situation, you go out with kameya. It doesn't have to be that he fell into this epilepsy or whatever it was. If he knows that this type of machla goes in the family and this protects them, that's good enough to permit it. Bishir, over Tabaz, the gates of the Rishus Rabbim. He can nod it and unnod it in Rishus Rabbim. We're not concerned he's going to walk without it because he knows he needs this. But he should not tie it up to different types of rings and go out to Rishus Rabbim. Shows Yom Rishus Yosef with Hashem Tafshit, the Osun to Lev Tafshit. If he puts it onto his ring, it looks like it's part of the jewelry, and Nikra Din, one's not allowed to go to Rishus Rabbim with jewelry.